escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, indeed, and we have invited Master Gardener Teresa Rooney to be answering all of those lawn and garden questions this morning here on CISA. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, Denny, and good morning, everyone out there.
Thanks for joining us. I know it's a holiday. We always appreciate your expertise. In fact, let's do this. I'll give the phone number, which also is the text number, because as you know, Teresa, we get very busy this particular hour. So call us or text us. The sooner the better, 651-461-9226. In fact, it's not unusual. We started getting texts 2 hours ago. That's a fact.
I love it.
651-461-9226. I mentioned you are a master gardener. There are various programs. You guys are always doing something fun. What's coming up soon here?
We are doing something fun. So I want to say a big hello to all the interns out there. You all are doing a great job. Last weekend, we had our Minnesota Master Gardener Conference out at the Arboretum. It was fantastic. Denny, I can't even tell you how many of the master gardeners and the interns out there came up and said that they love WCCO and listening to Smart Gardens. So well, good.
Obviously, they're very good taste and smart.
Obviously, very good taste, yes. But it was a great conference, lots of good classes. The people who organized it did a really good job, and it was wonderful. And next weekend here in Hennepin County, I'm so excited, we have our Master Gardener Learning Garden Tour. And as Master Gardeners, our main goal is to teach research-based information and share that with our neighbors and our communities. So we will have 10 gardens in the southwest metro area of Hennepin County. There'll be everything out there from hydroponics to jumping worms. Don't be afraid of jumping worms. We got you covered. We have a lot of good information for you, so you can come and actually talk to the people who are dealing with those in their garden right now. And they'll do all the safety protocols and let you know and ease your fears. There'll be lots of master gardeners there. We have a garden shed where we've created some cool things for your garden, some artistic things for your garden, and we also have a book nook, and I believe that there is a food truck out there somewhere too. So there's a lot of interesting, but these are 10 gardens created by master gardeners, maintained by master gardeners. So if you're one of those people who kind of like to get nosy and see what people are doing in their garden, this is a valid reason. It's a self-guided tour. Tickets are $15 now, $20 at the door individually. Children under 12 are free. And we want you to come and learn with us. We'll have lots of master gardeners there for you to ask all kinds of questions of. You're welcome to come. You can also find this information on the Yard and Garden line at the extension.umn.edu. However, there I noticed it does say it's the northwestern suburbs, but it's really the southwestern suburbs or the metro area. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you would tell us about that just before you leave us this morning,
okay,
too.
Okay, I'll remind
you.
Okay,
good. All right, 651-461-9226. Here's one that came in early today. I'm wanting to buy a peach tree and have two apple trees and a couple of crab trees in my yard. Would those pollinate the peach tree, or do I need to purchase two peach trees, two of them?
You can purchase one peach tree. They are self-fertile, so you only need one. The apples and the crab apples will not cross-pollinate with them, but you don't need another pollinator. So peaches are like our cherries, and they're self-fertile, so you're okay to just have one peach tree. There's some great varieties out there. If you have a protected area in zone 4B or you're a 5 zone, you'll be fine. If it's a little colder than that, you'll need to be doing some protection, site it properly. They bloom very early, so you can lose the blooms to frost, the blossoms to frost, then you lose the fruit. But the blossoms are absolutely stunning. So they're absolutely beautiful, and the peaches will taste delicious. It will basically ruin you for eating peaches. Peaches from the grocery stores.
So be fresh. Warned. Yeah. Let's see. Phone number, text number. Yes, 651-461-9226. Texter says, mint is invading our lawn. Can it be removed without killing the lawn, and should we treat it like Creeping Charlie?
You could treat it like Creeping Charlie. Mint is a very aggressive plant. I keep trying to get mint to grow in my yard, but I have such dry shade, it doesn't work very well. But for most people, mint can escape and be quite aggressive in your yard. I would treat it like a Creeping Charlie. They're in the same family. They're both pretty aggressive. So go to the extension website and get some information about that. It is a broadleaf, so you would use a broadleaf herbicide on it. In the meantime, if you're not treating your yard and you don't have puppies going out there and doing puppy stuff out there, harvest a bunch of it before you get rid of it and dry it, and you'll have some wonderful mint teas and everything else that you can use mint for in the wintertime.
I know we joke about it, the Creeping Charlie, and we always get texts or calls about it. But you and your colleagues, as I recall, recommend if you want to get rid of it, isn't fall or generally fall a better
fall
time?
Fall isn't a better time. Fall is a – you can try any time. But fall is a more efficient time, and since we're all busy and money is not growing on trees for most of us, use your time and efforts and money efficiently and follow the directions and try hitting it in the fall after a light frost.
Okay. This listener, Teresa, says, I have grown cut-and-come-again zinnias from seed for years in the same patch in my front yard, full sun, using the same nursery store compost to prepare the soil. This year, the plants are tiny, maybe 2 inches, whereas all other years, by the first week of July, they're sturdy, have buds on them. I've heard this from other zinnia lovers. What could be happening?
I've heard this about just about all the plants that are out there. If you can think, yes, we've had some hot days, but we haven't had a lot of intense sun, and it's the hot sun that warms up our soils. So, and we've had a lot of cloudy days. So the cloudy days mean less energy for the plants to photosynthesize, and more clouds mean less energy is getting down to warm up that soils. So the soils are getting warm, but they're not as warm as they normally would have been at this time. So it's just, we just have to wait and be patient. If we get some really nice stretch of weather that's hot and sunny, you'll see those zinnias pop. And that goes for just about all our veggies out there that are just kind of sitting there looking at us, not growing very quickly.
Very good. Teresa, let's grab a phone call this morning. Ed calling in from Worthington, I believe, this morning. Ed, thank you. What is your question for Teresa?
I had Drew Green identify a weed, and he says it's not a weed, but it is a weed. I got triplet. Is that good to use on that, or what would kill it?
It depends on what the weed is. I don't know the product triplet exactly. Actually, I don't know it at all. You would have to read the label on that and see if the weed mentioned is on that label. You can also call the company. The 800 number should be there and say, I have this product, this weed in my garden, in my yard. It's not on the label. Will your product be effective against it? And then if they say yes, read and follow the label instructions. If it's too hot, don't do it. If it's too rainy or too windy, don't use the product, but read and follow the label instructions.
Now, Teresa could take a picture and send it to Ask a Master Gardener.
They could take a picture of the offensive plant,
yes,
and send it to the Master Gardener and say, this company said it was this weed. Is that true? And how can I take care of it? or how can I get rid of it?
Okay.
And that's on the extension.umn.edu website, the Ask a Master Gardener tab. Click on that, send them an email, and you can attach up to 3 good pictures for it.
Very good. Extension.umn.edu. Very good. Mm-hmm. Hang on, Teresa. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Be right back on the other side with more Smart Garden brought to us by Great Garage Floor.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Floors. Good morning and welcome back to this portion of our Smart Garden Show. Denny Long here along with Master Gardener Teresa Rooney answering your questions at 651-461-9226. Texter says this, I'm sure there are others that have the same question. Texter says, I have 12 tomato plants, no tomatoes. What's going on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, first of all, it depends on what tomato plants you planted. If it was something like Early Girl, that's kind of sad. If it was something, a tomato plant that blooms later and fruits later, you're right on schedule. Don't worry about it. But again, I think it's just because we've had so many days of rain and so many days of overcast. The soils just took a little longer to warm up. The plants need some warmth and they need some sunlight. So there's not much we can do about the sunlight, so we just have to wait for the sun to come back and give us a bunch of bright days to start triggering those plants to start blooming and then fruiting.
Okay.
And what they might want to do too is if your plants are looking a little pale, and it's not a disease, you may want to lightly fertilize them. That may help because we've had a lot of rain. If you've had a lot of rain in your area, that could have washed some nutrition from the soil. Nitrogen moves through pretty fast. So give your tomatoes, it'll say tomato food or rose food or flowering. That will really help it, give it a little bit. You don't want to over-fertilize, but consider how much water or rain you've had your tomatoes have experienced, and that may help a little bit there.
Okay. My indoor rosemary plant, Texter says, is half brown gray. What's the problem? Too much water? Not enough? A disease, maybe?
Yes, yes, yes. without really seeing the plant, I don't know. I would guess it's not getting enough light, to be honest with you. If you can get it outside, that would be nice. Adjust it a little bit. Give it about a week or two to adjust. Putting it in a shady location, moving it to a more sunny area till it finally can get some full sun. If you're not able to get it outside anywhere, you don't have a place to put it, you may want to purchase a grow light or even a bright light that you can shine right on the plant, that you can put it as close as possible, but see how warm the bulb is. If the bulb gets hot, pull it away. If the bulb stays cool, you can get it a little bit closer. And then again, check the soil. If it's dead, the part that's dead, cut that out so you're not seeing it, but check and make sure that the whole soil ball is getting moist when you water it, that it's not just running down the outside, and make sure that you have good drainage and you are letting it dry out just a little bit between waterings.
Okay. Teresa, you mentioned earlier in the show jumping worms. Listeners want to know, should I kill jumping worms as I find them? In other
words,
or how do I kill them?
How do you kill them? You know, you can just put them in a bag and throw the bag in the garbage. That's the easiest and most efficient ways. I would suggest that. But yes, if you remove them when you find them, that's very helpful. You are cutting down the population. They can lay a lot of eggs, and you'll probably won't get ahead of it, but you can make an impact on that adult population. So remove them as soon as you find them, and then do go to the website or go to the learning tour garden if you can in Hennepin County and see how to manage your landscape. If you find jumping worms, there are protocols that you want to use in your yard so you're not moving the jumping worms from one area to another. That includes cleaning your shoes or your boots, sterilizing your tools between areas, or having jumping worm area tools and non-jumping area tools in your garden, because you definitely don't want to be moving things. You don't want to be moving your plants. There are ways to manage it. It's not the end of the world. It just takes a little bit of care. Jumping worms have been in the world for a billion years or however long. I don't know how long. They are a recent addition to Minnesota. They came here in about 1968. So we still have landscapes. The Arboretum has had them for a while. The University, I think, of St. Paul campus has had them for a while. So they can be managed. You can deal with it. Do not fear. It's not the end of the world, but there are some things that you'll need to think about when you have jumping worms in your landscape.
Very good. Listener wants to know, what's the best treatment for lawn fungus red thread?
The best treatment is, if you can, stop watering where the water is going to stay on. So try not to water at night. If you must water, water first thing in the morning on a day when you know it's going to be nice and sunny by 10 or 11 o'clock, and that wind will come up and dry those leaves. That's one of the easiest ways. If you want to do treatments, the Extension website might have some information on that. Try just to get some of that moisture out of it. It's humid out there. We get a lot of rain. There's not much as a homeowner that you can do about that, but you can try to mitigate what you're doing with your landscapes and how you're watering and when you're watering and what you're fertilizing with and how you're doing it and how you're mowing. So there are things like that. I would definitely go to the Extension website, extension.umn.edu.
Okay. This listener via text, Teresa, says, I've been working hard to bring my yard back, fertilizing, watering, aeration, etc. All the rain has helped, but now I'm seeing patches of a lighter/yellowish leaf grass growing in my green lawn. I think it's crabgrass. What can I use to kill it now since pre-emergent time has passed?
First of all, you want to make sure you're identifying it correctly, that it is a crabgrass rather than, say, something like nutsedge, which is not a grass. That's a sedge, and that's a totally different ball game. Crabgrass, using a crabgrass killer on it, that's kind of overboard. Crabgrass is an annual grass, so if you have it, you just remember where you have it and consider it that when we get to August and September, that you implement some overseeding in that area and try to keep the mowing on schedule so that you aren't letting the crabgrass go to seed if that's what you're seeing. But first of all, you need to identify that incoming plant that's coming in. Seems to me crabgrass wouldn't be a brighter color or a yellow color, that almost suggests something like nutsedge to me, which is another totally different plant and totally different management.
Good okay, luck another another lawn question. We got quite a few, as a matter of fact. Texas says, I spot sprayed plantains in our lawn with triclopyr, which stressed but did not kill the weeds. The weed be gone is several years old. Is that the problem? Should I use a different chemical?
You can. It depends on how you stored it. If it got frozen, that could have impacted its efficacy. So that could be, you could just call the manufacturer and say, I have this is how I stored it, and this is its serial number. Is it still good? They will be able to tell you that, or they should be able to tell you that. Otherwise, make sure that it does list plantain on where your that on the label of the product that you are using. Plantain is a very, very short-rooted, narrow, shallow-rooted plant. You could just easily go out there and with a dandelion puller or something, or just pop those guys right out of the soil. They don't have roots that they're going to leave in the soil. They don't, they're not rhizomatous, so you don't have to worry about them sending out all kinds of baby roots that will crop up later. They're very easy just to pull up. The plantain is also, I think, if it is an indicator plant and it's telling you possibly that your lawn is compacted, so you may want to do something in the fall to alleviate that, a core aeration or something like that in August or September. And again, you can go to the extension website for lawn care information. That would be my best thought. You can treat them, but unless you have just a huge patch of it, it might just be easier to go out there one day and just pull a bunch of them up and just leave it at that and then think about aeration in the fall.
Very good. Teresa, hang on, please. We'll take a break for that forecast. Be right back with more of our Smart Garden Show this morning. Brought to us by Great Garage Floors. Stay with us. Welcome back to our Smart Garden.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Garden Show this Saturday morning. Denny Long along with Master Gardener Teresa Rooney answering those questions. And, of course, Teresa, we have a bunch.
Oh, good.
To keep you active. You mentioned, we always like to mention the Arboretum. So much is going on. Tell us a couple of things, if you would.
There's so much going on. The prairie is looking really good. It's blooming beautiful. The roses, the clematis are going great. You can see what the trees look like, their full size and how beautiful they are, what kind of shade you might want from a shade tree. Go to the home demonstration garden. That is just an amazing garden to look at. You can see what they've done with vegetables and fruit. They have a beautiful espaliered apple trees up there. So if you're thinking of espaliering your apple tree or any fruit tree or bush, it gives you a really good idea of what that could look like. And if you can find a gardener out there, they might even be able to talk you through some of the things that you'll need to do. There's just so much out there. The daylilies are beautiful. It's just in full bloom. Go out there, spend some time, go through the mazes, spend some time in the ornamental grass selections, do the shrub walk, see the roses, get back to nature. Just enjoy it out there. It's a gem in the Midwest. It's a gem for the whole United States. So go out and take advantage of this beautiful place that we have here in Minnesota, Landscape Arboretum in Chanhassen.
You said it. It is a gem. Good word for it. All right, looking at some text messages, here's one, Teresa. How to eradicate common milkweed.
Now, I hope this person knows that everyone out there is screaming, no, not the milkweed. We need that.
Yeah, don't we? So, and tell us why we need it.
So milkweed is one of the places that our monarch butterflies lay their eggs, and then the larva hatches. The larva hatches, and then it eats a bunch of the milkweed leaves and basically strips it naked. And then when the little caterpillar is ready to pupate, it crawls off somewhere else. That's why you'll never find monarch larva in a pupa in your garden. So it goes off, it spins its cocoon somewhere else, and then it liquefies and turns, re-solidifies into a butterfly and hatches. Now, milkweeds are what the monarch caterpillars eat. The mother milkweed or the parent milkweed, the adults, they also get nectar and pollen from other flowers too. Sometimes, though, the common milkweed, I know when I have it in my yard, it usually is growing in the middle of a path or right on the edge of a sidewalk where it's going to fall onto the sidewalk. It picks the worst places it possibly could because it's a tough plant and it's really aggressive and it's fixing those soils and going to those disturbed areas. So if you don't want milkweed, just pull it up. If it's in a place you don't want it, just go ahead and pull it up. There's a lot of people growing milkweed. You're not going to crash the population of monarchs. We need all the population of milkweed that we can, but the right plant in the right place. And if it's in the wrong place or if it's gotten too aggressive, you're the landscaper, you're the gardener, you need to monitor your landscape. If you want it, just pull it up, it's fine. It will not recede or it will not like come up again there probably. However, there are a lot of milkweed seeds in your soil, so you just need to be prepared for that. And then think about, if you're not growing milkweed, think about all the other plants you can grow to support our pollinators in a different way, if you possibly can. And that includes our trees and shrubs and our ornamental grasses and our prairie grasses.
Good point. This listener, Teresa, says, I have a couple of spirea bushes that have gotten bigger than I expected. Can they be cut down to a smaller size?
I'd say yes. However, it depends which ones they are. If you're talking about the bridal wreath spirea, think of it similar to a lilac. It blooms in the spring. It blooms, it sets its blooms about 3 weeks after it finishes blooming. So right now, if it is the bridal wreath, it's got its flower buds already ready. And if you're willing to forego that, yes, you can cut those back. Regular spireas can take trimming and cutting back very easily. You won't impact the blooms very much because they bloom on new and old wood. So understand what kind of plant you have, which spirea, what your goal is. If it's just a huge old spirea, bridal wreath, and you want to just do something because it's a monster, it's got lots of dead wood in there, look at the extension website on renewal pruning. That will give you a good idea how to manage that and your options.
Okay. Listener wants to know, why did my kohlrabi not make bulbs this year, even though the plants look very healthy? At this point, should I just pull them out?
You know, if you have room, I would leave them in there and see what they're going to do. It's probably just, I'm just going to blame it on the weather. That's all we can do. It's just weird weather. Maybe with all the weird temperature changes, it just didn't know what it was going to do. You know, one day it's 90 degrees, the next day it's 60. That confuses us. That confuses the plants.
I never heard about kohlrabi until I met my wife.
One of those weird veggies.
What would you? What family is that?
I believe it. I would put it with cabbages and things like that.
It's quite good, actually.
It's very good. Yeah, yeah. Slimly sliced into in the salads or grated up with your cabbage and a coleslaw. Just delicious.
Love cabbage too. Yum.
Yeah, I do too. I love cabbage.
Texter says
vegetables.
Texter, you're making me hungry.
I know,
Texter
me too.
Texter says, I have potted petunias and begonias. Can they be split and repotted with new potting soil? They love the show. Well, thanks for that. What do you think about split and repotted?
You could try it. It depends on how big the plants are. Understand that we have a really short growing season in Minnesota. It's not like 8 months. So for them to recover and bloom, you may be pushing that way back so you don't get much. If you're just trying to fill up pots, maybe then you can try it. But and I'd probably, if you have a number of pots, maybe just try one plant and see how it goes with your abilities to repot, see what their root systems are like and how big they are and how quickly they recover from your efforts.
As I recall, Teresa, you've written about critters.
I have.
And this question is, how do I keep squirrels from eating all the pears off my two pear trees?
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could build a cage around your pear trees if they're small enough and use hardware cloth and make a door so you can get in there. You could do that. Otherwise, there's not much you can do unless you can offer them something they want better, maybe some corn. And even then, you know, they probably would just eat the corn and then have your pears or vice versa. There's really not much you can do with squirrels. You can try some things that maybe make it smelly around there, like some of the, some of the repellents. They can be used on food crops. There are some wonderful ones out there that you cannot use on food crops because they're absorbed by the plant and you would not want to eat that. But you could try that. Otherwise, you know, if you have a dog that can patrol you and protect your tree and be out there all the time, the squirrels are out there. That's kind of hard for the puppy in the middle of the summer, but you could do that. There's not much really you can do. You can try bagging some of the fruit like you would on an apple tree and see if the squirrels ignore those and just go after the other pears. Supply water, fresh water for the squirrels all the time. Sometimes that's what they're looking for, but other times I think they're just a little obnoxious and they just like harassing humans. That's my personal opinion, not a scientifically based one.
All right.
I just have gang squirrels here in Minneapolis where I live, so...
All right. Good morning. I'm looking at all the texts that we probably won't get to, but here's one. When my irises are done blooming, do I need to cut them back or just leave them be?
You can leave them be if you don't mind that look. Otherwise, just cutting them back, make sure they won't try to go to seed if possible, and it just makes your garden look a little neater, and then you can just see the beautiful leaves of the iris and not the dying back stem of the bloom stock.
What is the cause of all the brown spots in our lawn? What can we do about them?
It depends. It could be a fungus. It could be a disease. If you have a lawn care company, ask them. Otherwise, take some good pictures of the brown spots with next to the green. So take a picture of the edge and get some good pictures. And you could ask the master gardeners on the Ask a Master Gardener selection on extension.umn.edu. And even that extension page has some really good information about dollar spot and things like that you may run into diseases in the lawn and how you can mitigate some of those problems.
All right. Before we take a break, Teresa, let's grab a phone call. Catherine calling in from Blaine again this morning. Catherine, what's your question?
Good morning. Yes, Teresa, what do you think would be taking my specialty begonias totally out of the pot? There was no root or anything left. What would do that?
Catherine, do you have deer?
I do have
deer. Deer can do that because they will rip, and often those plants aren't as deeply rooted, so they come out. Squirrels will also dig, and so will raccoons sometimes. So if you're finding the plants just tossed to the side, I'd say probably squirrels or raccoons. If you're finding the plants have totally disappeared, probably deer. If you know it's not a little two-legged child running around playing weird games or having weird fun or something. Otherwise, I would look at deer. Find out if you can figure what time of day it happens. Keep an eye on, maybe monitor the plants. Are they being taken during the day? Probably squirrels. If they're being taken at night, probably deer or raccoons. Go that direction. And if you are having to replant them, brew a strong-smelling tea, mint, clove, something like that. Let that cool down, and water back in the plants when you replant them. That settles the soil and disguises the dug soil smell that kind of turns squirrels into maniacs. But I'd say, I'm guessing squirrels or deer. That would be my guess, okay, Depending upon the time it's happening.
Very good. Let's take a quick break. Be right back with the remaining minutes of our Smart Garden Show, brought to us by Great Garage Floor. And welcome back to our Smart Garden Show this morning. If you're just joining us, standing along here along with Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. You know, in case we do run out of time, I want you to mention, if you would please, that event that the Master Garden.
Yeah,
that learning.
That Learning Garden Tour, Hennepin County has our Learning Garden Tour. That is next Saturday, July 12th, from 8:30 to 4:30. It's a self-guided tour, 10 gardens in the southwest suburbs, created by Master Gardeners, and we'll have a lot of Master Gardeners there for you. You can find information either on the Extension website or on HennepinMasterGardeners.org, and we'd love to see you there. We're waiting for your questions.
Outstanding. All right. Let's see here. My Russian sage, Texter says, has always grown beautifully, but this year it's gray and wilted. The Extension website says it's a bug. Is there a way to kill them without also killing the bees that usually cover it? And can the chemical be used before the flowers appear?
I'm not sure which insect is on that. It could be spider mites or something like that, which would kind of surprise me. So first of all, if you can identify the insect, if you can say which insect it is, and then you can find a pesticide that you can use on it. If it's just something like spider mites or aphids or something, you can spray those off with water. If you have to use a chemical that can impact our pollinators, use it before the flowers are there, or use it, say, early in the morning before the pollinators wake up. Make sure you don't have anybody sleeping in the bushes. Little bees like to sleep in the plants sometimes. Or use it after the sun has gone down and the pollinators have gone back home. Again, make sure there's no pollinators hanging out that could be impacted by whatever product you use. But I'm not sure which insect is doing it, so I can't give you an idea of what to use on it. I'm sorry.
All right. This listener sent in this text. I start my flowers from seed every year. Well, this year I started some 4 o'clock seeds right outside, and they have caught up to the ones I started in the house. Makes me wonder if I should even bother starting seeds in the house. Your thoughts?
You know, that's a great experiment that you did. I would do that again next year and maybe the following year, so you get a really good idea of what kind of climate we're going into, what kind of weather you're experiencing in your yard. And you may find that some seeds, like 4 o'clocks, go great just from being in the ground and planting directly. And so you can then plant other plants inside, other seeds inside that that you may want to grow that take a little more fussy time or whatever. But some seeds are great planted directly. And I would just do an experiment next year and see what you want to do. And you can always just opt for it, always just outside planting direct and just see what happens every year for you if you want to just use that space in your time for something else in the house, like reading books or something.
All right.
That's what I would do, but that's just me.
I have a feeling I know what you'd like to answer this and next text, but I'll read it anyway. Please tell me how to try to kill the clover that's taken over our lawn.
The clover is a short-lived perennial, so if you can, you can use a broadleaf herbicide on it if you want to. Understand that clover is also a nitrogen fixer, and it actually grabs nitrogen from the air, puts it on nodules on the roots, so when each root dies, that nodule breaks down and releases nitrogen to the surrounding plants, meaning to your grass. So that does help with a fertilizer. Clover also blooms with white blossoms and is good for the pollinators. Many people do put that in their yard for a bee lawn effect to help our pollinators. However, if you don't want grass or you don't want clover, there are herbicides. They will say that you can use them on clover, and they will give you the timing for it. Read and follow the label instructions always, because the label is the law. If it's too hot, you're wasting your product. Too rainy, you're wasting your product. You do it at the wrong time, you're wasting your product and your money and your time and your effort. So just read the instructions.
A couple of listeners, Teresa, have suggested to live trap and relocating the squirrel. A lot of people like to do that.
I would say no.
Why is that?
And my thought is, first of all, you're moving the squirrel and you're moving your problems to someone else. There's such a huge population pressure of squirrels that a new squirrel will just move in. Also, squirrels are very territorial. And when you take a squirrel out of its environment and you move it to a new environment, it either has to fight for that environment with other squirrels, or it has to try to figure out where the food is in that environment. And that's not an easy thing to do, and it probably will die, or it may thrive and make a whole bunch of new squirrels for another person, that for another problem. So it's more humane, if you must, just to humanely dispatch that squirrel. Moving your problem to someone else's area is not good. Moving your animal to another area that may not even have squirrels, why introduce that aggressive population into an area that doesn't have it? That's not a really responsible thing to do, in my opinion. It's just not. So I would say trapping them, no, because you're just moving your problem, and the new ones will come in anyway. Backup teams. There are backup teams for backup teams for backup teams for squirrels.
In our yard, it's like taking a grain of sand out of a beach.
Exactly. And then the waves come in and wash up more grains of sand. So it's you're fighting a losing battle. I wouldn't use my time and efforts for that. I'd figure out something else to do or live with the squirrels.
2 minutes or less to go in the show, Teresa. 2 years ago, a listener said, planted an autumn blaze maple. Can I cut some of the lower branches now?
Yes, you can go ahead and do that. You may want to, if you have to get up on a ladder with a chainsaw, please bring in a professional. Otherwise, you can safely prune autumn blaze maple now. And just remember, you never want to take off more than, say, 25%, a quarter of the entire amount of foliage at one time for your tree. So if you have to make some, maybe taking everything that you want to take off would be a 40%, do it over 2 years then.
I know you're not an entomologist, but the question is, are hornets pollinators?
Sort of. They can pollinate. The pollen doesn't stick to their bodies very well because they're smooth. However, hornets are also extremely good about cleaning up all the dead bugs and things like that, so we're not up to our eyeballs and bug carcasses, which is kind of nice. Many of the hornets actually will take out some of the quote bad bugs unquote that we have in our landscapes. So they can be a pollinator. They're not a very good pollinator. That's not their main focus.
I know we have to scoot here pretty quickly, but tell us quickly about the website and the Arboretum.
Oh, go to the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum out in Chanhassen on Highway 5. It's amazing. And the website is extension.umn.edu. Find Master Gardeners everywhere. We're out like Japanese beetles, so find us and ask us questions, because we want to help you.
And quickly, when is it learning garden tour
learning
next week?
Learning garden tour is next Saturday, July 11th from 8:30 to 4:30 in the southwest metro area of Hennepin County. Hope to see you.
Outstanding. All right. Teresa, thanks so much
for being
with us on this holiday weekend. Always fun.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Teresa Rooney, Master Gardener. All right. Stay tuned next for the news and then Andy Lindis with our home improvement show from Lindis Construction here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.